This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Kyle Kellums. In just a few minutes on Ozarks, we visit the wood shop of a furniture maker in Prairie Grove. But first, a few notes about things happening throughout our listening area. Friends of the Library Fall Book Sale at the Eureka Springs Public Library begins tonight at the library's annex at 192 Spring Street. Evening hours, 6 to 8. Tomorrow, it takes place from 10 until 6. Saturday, it will begin at 10 in the morning. All books will be available for $1, except for pocket paperbacks and children's books, which will be available $5 for $1. All proceeds go to library acquisitions as well as special projects.
Graduate NWA will host a Comeback to College Fair Tuesday, October 22nd from 4:30 to 6 p.m. at the Jones Center for Families in Springdale. Graduate NWA shares information about Northwest Arkansas education opportunities and helps local residents restart their college careers at one of the region's technical schools, colleges, or universities. At the fair, attendees can become eligible for one of 20 $500 tuition reimbursements. You can have your application fees waived, receive financial aid counseling, and get advice on transcripts. For more information, email Stacy Sterner at stacy@nwacouncil.org.
And as we heard earlier this week on Ozarks at Large, it's designed for people who have some college credit but don't have that bachelor's degree.
Right.
In an effort to raise the percentage of residents in our area that have bachelor's degrees. Fulbright College at the University of Arkansas has named a new Director of Development and External Relations. Ashley Hillman will manage the major gift portfolios for Fulbright College, the University of Arkansas Bands, and KUAF. She'll lead a 9-member team of professionals focusing on fundraising.
An art talk titled Music Heals the Great Depression has been scheduled for next Thursday from 1 to 1:45 p.m. at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville. Mm-hmm. Meet Fayetteville Roots Festival Director Brian Embry and this land curator Manuela Welloff Mann through a discussion of their collaborative project, The Music Experience of This Land, a digital music tour that explores the exhibition. Selections from the tour will be played in the gallery, so Hembry, Welloff Mann, and the audience can discuss the synergies found between folk, song, image, and place. The event is free and no registration is required.
So that's a week from today.
Exactly.
In the afternoon. Okay. Mm-hmm. The American Cancer Society is Making Strides Against Breast Cancer will take place October 26th at the Northwest Arkansas Mall. It's the third annual event. It's going to include a 5K walk, which not only honors and celebrates those who have felt an impact by breast cancer, but every dollar raised will help save lives. Registration begins at 7 on Saturday the 26th. The walk starts at 8 a.m. More information available online at makingstridesnwar.org.
And October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
It is indeed.
Right. The University of Arkansas School of Law will conduct free walk-in clinics for Northwest Arkansas homeowners who are facing possible foreclosure at the Fayetteville Public Library through November. University of Arkansas law students and a supervising attorney will be available to provide answers to questions the homeowners have about Arkansas foreclosure law and pending issues with their home mortgage, including possible option for loan modifications or short sales. The free clinics were made possible with the support of a grant from the Arkansas Attorney General's Office and are part of the National Mortgage Settlement. Those clinics will take place next Thursday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., beginning again next Thursday at 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., and Thursday, November 7th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and again 5 p.m. to 7 on November 7th. No appointments are required.
And finally, the University of Arkansas Fort Smith's 33rd season of entertainment presents Lend Me a Tenor. This will take place October 17th through the 22nd, 7:30 each evening in the Breedlove Auditorium. The comedy follows tenor star Tito Morelli and his one night of nonstop errors and action on stage. This is a personal favorite, I think, of both Antoinette Grajeda and Becca Martin Brown. I've heard them talk about this before. Tickets and more information available at uafs.edu. This is Ozarks at Large.